Nishama lechem sweet his friends, and she should be a special for Amar Mitzchihi, which mass Mercesa Basu Shmuel, Arichab Fagos and Chavis Pasuch Shepley Israel, and Yigal Meir or Migal Meir Ben Gloria, which then puts in a Pshazaguf. Continuing our series in the Prechemda, page 218 of Zion, Prechemda Ala Torah, Parashas Yisrael. The Ramban in Sefer Mitzvahs writes that, in his opinion, we should enumerate the mitzvah of Kibud Av and Ve'em as two separate mitzvahs, because the mitzvahs are for two different people, the Guf and Nifradim, two different bodies, and the obligation to honor one doesn't come from the obligation to honor the other, two independent obligations. So there should be two mitzvahs. That's what the Ramban says. So the Achronim brings the Klichemda, prove Kishitas HaRambam, that Kibud Avim is only one mitzvah, when we see in Sanhedrin, page 56b, that the Jews were commanded 10 mitzvahs in Mara, 7 that are 7 mitzvahs B'nai Noach, and 3 more dinin, which the Gemara discusses what it is. Does it mean that they need two Edim, and you need a proper court, not just one dayan? Or does it mean dinei knasos, or does it mean to establish a beis din in every city, in every town? So whatever it means, dinim, the Gemara, they added that to the Sheva Mitzvahs, and Shabbos, also the mitzvah Shabbos, the Chaldin in the Sheva Mitzvahs, and Kivud Av Ve'Em. So you see, 10 mitzvahs, and they 7 plus 3, and one of the three is Kibud Av Ve'Em. So you see, Kibud Av Ve'Em is only one mitzvah. So you see in the Gemara, Mavur Bagmara, the Lochosh of Kibud Av Ve'Em, Elek Lechadam Mitzvah, Vurayel Nechoina Lechoira. So apparently it's only one mitzvah, and this seemingly is a correct proof. Says Moireinu V'Rabbeinu Hagoin Hatzadik Rav Meir Don Plotsky V'Derech Pilpul L'Chadei Tatalmidim, and by way of Pilpul, in order to sharpen the students, we can explain as follows, that B'emes, that there were Chayiv and Kibud Av, is only because of a Choyv, like we see in the Gemara in Chulin and Daf Yud Aleph. And if so, according to the Poskim, that B'Bnei Noach we don't follow a Rov. If so, bivadai, before Matan Torah, what's the rov? How do you know your father is your father? Sorry for asking. How does one know his father is his father? The answer is rov bila sachar abal, even if one's mother was not faithful, but most of the time it's with the husband. In the melee, you have to assume the kid from the father. So that's rov. But before Matan Torah, why were they chayv and kibud av? There's no rov before Matan Torah. They don't follow the rov. Rov is a chiddush of the Torah. So it would appear that since it says in the Torah, kabidis avicha vesimecha, Kasher Tzivcha, we darish in Kasher Tzivcha Mimora, as you were commanded in Mora. So it would appear that in Mora we were commanded on everything that we were commanded at Sinai, and we were also commanded on your husband's wife. We darish in Es Imecha, even your mother's husband. So if so, we were already commanded in Mara on Kibud of Va'im, since even if he's not your father, he's your mother's husband. And your Chayv B'Kibud mitzad zeh, already at Mara, they were commanded Kibud of Va'im. And that includes not only your biological father, but even your mother's husband. And therefore, even on tzad that he's not your father, but your mother's husband, you know he is, that we have a videotape of the wedding. We know that's they're married, so your chayv meets on that. So according to this, since by kibud av before Matan Torah, it was primarily because of kibud aim, it was only because it's your mother's husband. There's no rov. You're not following the rov. It's just because you have a vada that it's your mother's husband. So you can't enumerate it as two mitzvahs. Just like you can't enumerate bal imo ve'eshes aviv mehay taima. We don't enumerate your mother's husband and your father's wife as a separate mitzvah. Because where does your mother's husband come from? It comes from the obligation to honor your mother. And where does your father's wife, where does the obligation come from? The obligation to honor your father. It's not going to be a separate mitzvah, like the Rambam writes in Sharash HaBeis. So that's what we're saying over here. That before Matan Torah, you're honoring your father only because he's your mother's husband, and therefore it's not going to be an independent mitzvah. That's before Matan Torah. Mashen kein lachar Matan Torah, we can say it's takat two mitzvahs. Before Matan Torah, it's only one mitzvah. It's honoring your mother and honoring your father because he's married to your mother, because you don't know that he's your biological father. So you're just honoring because he's married to your mother. Shenken, after Matan Torah, we can say that it's two separate mitzvahs, since the Torah was given Nischat Shehavacha, Nitna Torah v'Nischat Shehavacha, that we do follow a Rav. So Memela, Kibur Av is a mitzvah bifnei atzma. Shenken lachar Matan Torah, yesh lomar shehu shtei mitzvot. כיוון שניתנה תורה ונתחדשה הלכה, שהולכים אחר הרוב. Now you have an independent mitzvah to honor your mother, and an independent mitzvah to honor your father. And came the mele kibud avu mitzvah fnei atzma. So therefore kibud avim is a mitzvah fnei atzma. So what we just proved is that before Matan Torah it's only one mitzvah, but after Matan Torah it's two mitzvahs, because now you have an independent mitzvah to obligate to honor your father as well, because now we're following the Rove after Matan Torah, and so now you know he's your father, Mitzvah Rove. So it's an independent mitzvah to honor your father. So we can say that the Rambam are l'shitasam, because the whole cup over here. By B'nai Noach, we have a shayla. Is sveka d'oraisa l'hachmil min ha-Torah, or is it l'hokel min ha-Torah? When we go l'chumrah, and sveka d'oraisas, do we go... When we have a Sveka d'oraisa, do we go l'chumra or l'kula? So the Prima Gadim writes that it's Sanda Machokas Rambam Rambam. What's Sanda Machokas Rambam Rambam? If by B'nai Noach, we go by Sveka d'oraisa, l'chumra or l'kula, we know that according to the Rambam, Sveka d'oraisa, we go Menatara l'kula. You're making Sveka d'oraisa. What about a Ben Noach? So before we saw that a Ben Noach doesn't have a Rove, what does a Ben Noach do if he has a Suffolk? If he has a Sveka d'oraisa, what does a Ben Noach do? So the Prima Gadim writes that it's really telling him Machlokas Rambam Ramban. Is Sveka d'oraisa min ha-Torah l'kula b'Yisrael or not? So according to the opinion that Sveka d'oraisa min ha-Torah is l'kula b'Yisrael, like the Rambam holds, that a Jew goes l'kula. And we learned this from our Pasuk of Suffolk, Mamzer is l'kula, so to all Sveka d'oraisas are l'kula. So Mesorah Chitzona, without that special limud, we'd say Safik Menat Torah is l'chumra. And if so, before Matan Torah, you had to be Machmir b'Safik. It's only a Chiddush of the Torah you're make of a Makum Safik. Before Matan Torah, you're Machmir b'Safik. And according to this, L'Ramam is l'shitasa, he proves from this sugya that Kibud Avim is only one mitzvah, because it is enumerated in the Gemara as two, since we're dealing with before Matan Torah. And this man is Safik, your father, so it should be a separate mitzvah, because Sveka d'oraisa is l'chumra before Matan Torah. So why are you going l'kula and assuming he's not your father and you're only honoring him? Al to your mother, why is it enumerated as one mitzvah? The answer is because you should be going l'chumra. There should be, according to the Rambam, an independent mitzvah of kibud av even before Matan Torah, because sveka d'oraisa is l'chumra before Matan Torah. So why are you only enumerating it in the Gemara as one mitzvah? Because of, like we said, because it's your mother's husband. Why not enumerate it as a separate mitzvah? Sveka d'oraisa l'chumra, you have to assume it's your father. The answer is because kibud avim is one mitzvah. Even though in Echinam there's an independent mitzvah, your father and your mother, but still enumerate as one mitzvah. And therefore, even though you're honoring him l'chumra because it's really your biological father, it doesn't matter. It's still going to be one mitzvah. So that's the Rambam l'shita. So that's sveka d'oraisa l'kula is. Sveka d'oraisa is minatara l'kula. That's only after Matan Torah. Before, that means that without the limud, sveka d'oraisa is l'chumra minatara. So now it's beautiful. Sveka d'oraisa is l'chumra minatara. So therefore, you should say before Matan Torah that you have to obligate you have to honor your father. You have an obligation to honor your father separate from the obligation to honor your mother. Why then does the Gemara not enumerate it as two separate mitzvahs? The answer must be that, as we said, because there's only one mitzvah, that's Shitas HaRambam. And Mashenken, according to the Ramban l'shitas, so he holds Sveka d'oraisa min ha-Torah is l'hachmir. He holds that you have to be machmir and Svekas. So what about before Matan Torah? Without the limud, you have to be machmir and Svekas. You're mekel and Svekas. So if you're mekel and Svekas, that means that you don't have to honor your father out by your biological father, because if Misafik is your father, you don't have to honor him. You're only honoring him mikoch baal imo, because he's your mother's husband. So that's why it's before Matan Torah, according to the Ramban. It was only one mitzvah. You're honoring him inside. It's your mother, because it's your mother's husband. But after Matan Torah, we go to Chumra. And now you assume he's really your father, Misafek. And therefore, there's an independent mitzvah to honor your father. So after Matan Torah, according to the Ramban, it's going to be two separate mitzvahs. So it's beautiful that the Rambam and the Ramban L'shitasa. The Rambam l'shitasa. That's Sfeika Daraisa of the Kula Min HaTorah. Before Min HaTorah was the Chumrah. And therefore you can assume that it's your biological father. So why then is there not a separate mitzvah on him? Why is it only one mitzvah mother and father? The answer is because it's really only one mitzvah. And according to the Ramban, Sfeika Daraisa is the Chumrah Min HaTorah. Mele before Min HaTorah, it was Lekula. If it's Lekula, you don't have to honor your father. Why are you honoring your father? Because he's Baal Imo. That's why then it's only one mitzvah, because he's your mother's husband. But after Matan Torah, Sfeika D'oraisa L'chumrah, you have to honor him, not your biological father. So now it's two mitzvahs. Ivra, Zerak L'pilpula, that's just for pilpul. Aval L'kush to the milsa, but the truth of the matter is, Ein ze maspik b'shitas haram, z'nizginik, z'nizginik, in shitas haramban, Ramban, because the Ramban holds that from the day that Avraham Avinu came to the Bris, we're all considered part of Klal Yisrael. Like I wrote in Parshas Emor, so if that's true, what do we want to say? We wanted to say, no, in Mara, they had a din of Bnei Noach. It's no good according to the Ramban, because according to the Ramban, in Mara, they already had a din of being Jewish. So therefore, they have to go the Chumrah Min HaTorah, and we lost our whole Shtikal Torah, because the whole thing of the Ramban is predicated on the fact that our whole Chiddush was predicated on the fact that before Min HaTorah we go the Kula Min HaTorah, because they're only Bnei Noach, but the Ramban holds they're already Jewish from the time of Rabbi Avinu, so maybe they go the Chumrah. So if they're going the Chumrah, then why is it enumerated before Min HaTorah as two separate mitzvahs? Why is it enumerated as one mitzvah? It should be two separate mitzvahs. One mitzvah the father, one mitzvah the mother. So the Gemara doesn't make sense. So we have to give another mahalach over here. Why does the Gemara then say it's only one mitzvah before Min HaTorah? It should be two, according to the Ramban. So, u'mashenira be'inyin zeh b'derech pilpul korv yosel u'milkas. So I would like now to say a pilpul more to the center, nothing too extreme. The sigon hanal, similar to what we said before in the same style, that the MS, that we say in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that we are commanded in three mitzvahs, that they added Shabbos, Kibbud, Eivim, and Dinim is not Muskam. It would appear that this is Rabbi Yehuda speaking, because he darshins Kashi at Sivcha B'mara. Ayin Sham in the Sugya. But Rashi Ala Torah in Parashas B'Shalach, in the Pasuk, Sham, Sam Lo Chok U'Mishpat, writes that these three mitzvahs are not like Rabbi Yehuda says in Sanhedrin, but rather three different mitzvahs. Shabbos, Paraduma, and Dinim. And he doesn't enumerate the Kibbud of Ve'im. And we have to understand, Bameh Pligi, what's the machlokes between Rashi and the Shita that Rashi brings and Shita's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds the three mitzvahs are Shabbos, Kibbud, Eivim, and Dinim. And the Rashi says another opinion that Mora, the three mitzvahs added, were Para Aduma, Shabbos, Para Aduma, and Dinim. Instead of Kibbud, Eivim, we have Para Aduma. So what's the machlokes? So it appeared that the Emes, that's their machlokes. Is Kibbud Aveim one mitzvah or two mitzvahs? Because we can say it's talui in the following shaila. This is my riddik. Is Kibbud Av Aveim Mishel Av or Mishel Ben? Who has to pay? Who has to foot the bill for Kibbud Aveim? Your father says, do you get me some lunch? So do you say to him, all right, Dad, just you give me your credit card, you got your lunch? Or do you pay from your own credit card? Mishel Av or Mishel Ben? So I'm on the Ikar Adin. Obviously, it's always nicer to pay yourself, but the Ikar Adin. So, according to the strict letter of the law, if we say Kibbud Av is Rak Mishel Av, we can say that it's enumerated as two mitzvahs. Mashenken, if we say that Kibbud Av is Mishel Ben, it's only one mitzvah. Why? Why Mishel, if it's Mishel Ben, why if the son has to foot the bill, is it one mitzvah? And if the father has to foot the bill, it's two mitzvahs? Because Ve'emes, the question is asked, how can a person say that Kibbud Av is Mishel Ben? How can you say, how can there be a shita, zashita in the Gemara and Kiddushin, in the first parak, that Kibbud Aveim is Mishel Ben? Maybe he's not your father. Maybe he's not your father. Ve'ein ochem imamen achar rov. In Mamanis, you don't follow rov. Yeah, rov is your father. You stay there. But in Mamanis, we don't go, we don't follow rov. Sorry. So we can answer, like we said before, that he's your mother's husband. So the Kibbud Av, you have to go get there via Kibbud Aveim. And therefore, it's only going to be one mitzvah. Mashenkein la'alacha, that Kibbud Av is Mishel Av. We can say that it's enumerated as two separate mitzvahs. If it's Mishel Av, we don't run into the problem of Ein Hocham and Mamanacha Harov. and the concern that Toma Lav Aviv, we assume that he is your father, we file the Rov, and therefore it is Michel Av. If it's Michel Ben, since Ein Ocha Momenach Rov, and you're only following a Rov, so you have to say that you're coming via the mother, it's only because you're obligated to honor the mother, and therefore it would be one mitzvah. But if you say that it's Michel Av, then you don't have to say that, and it's two separate. The father is paying, so you don't have Ein Ocha Momenach Rov. You don't have that problem that forces you to get there via the mother, and therefore you can say it's two separate mitzvahs, one honoring your father, one honoring your mother. So now it's very good, because it's Rabbi Huda, Lashitaso, and then Kiddushin Lamed Beis Amar Aleph. If Kibarav is Michel Av, so he holds that it's only one mitzvah, so he darshins kashya tzivcha b'mara, that God commanded you, Kibarav Aim, as he already commanded you in Mara. And in Mara is enumerated as one mitzvah, that's Rabbi Huda, that Kibarav Aim was one mitzvah in Mara. But la'alacha we say, no, it's shtei mitzvahs. And since it's shtei mitzvahs, and we said that in Mara, three mitzvahs were added, so therefore it can't be kibud av ein, because then it would be four. So rather we have the other opinion of Shabbos, parad duma and dinim, and not kibud av ein. So as we said, that the machlokes of whether it's Mishel Av and Mishel Ben, it connects to the machlokes of whether it's one mitzvah or two mitzvahs. If it's Mishel Ben, then you're only getting there. So how does he have to pay? It's only midin rov, and ocham mamnach rov. Therefore, you get there via the mother, so it's only one mitzvah. That's if it's Mishel Ben, and that's Rabbi Huda's shita. That's why it's only one mitzvah. That's the opinion of the Gemara. Hosifu olam and Mara, dinim Shabbos and kibud av ve'ein. That's if it's Mishel Ben, it's only one mitzvah. But if you hold it's Mishel Av, it could be two mitzvahs, and that's the opinion in Rashi that he brings, that the three mitzvahs are Shabbos, para aduma, and dinim, and not Shabbos, kibud av and dinim, because kibud av would be two mitzvahs. And that one, Gevaldik. Ivra, what does Ivra mean? Ivra means Be'emes. L'chora, we can prove that everybody holds that they were commanded on Kibbut Av in Mara, because L'chora, we have to understand the union of Ben Sorer u'more, that the Torah was Mechayv Ben Sorer more Misal Shem Sofo. Why was the Torah so Machmir and Ben Sorer more to be Mechayv Al Shem Sofo? So machmir that we kill him, because what he's going to do in the end, he's drinking a little bit of meat and eating a little bit of wine, drinking a little wine, eating a little meat, and we end up killing him al shem sof, where he's going to end up being a bandit, an armed robber, like the Gemara says, because he's going to want, he's going to have to steal. As anachal lo mevinim, amay echmir rachmanav ben sorer omore lechayvo al shem sofo, umavatze asfarad al shem sofo kasher leavin, kivan de'ata eino bar chiyuv mita. So first of all, Medav Fishtein, what's the whole vort? We're so machmir al shem sofo. We also have to understand, since now he's not chayiv misa. He's not chayiv misa. So if he's not chayiv misa now, how can we kill him based on the future? That's question number one. And question number two is, vot kasher d'raya torah k'dosham rabbi ben tzurer omore uviyarta ra mikir becha. Torah says about him, it's evil now. It seems like it's evil now. Remove this evil from within your midst. Excise this evil from within your midst. So it appears that even now he's evil. As Mehrabin Tzvai Kashis, the first Kashis, why are we so Machman and Sorah more right now? He's not a Russian. And the other question is, will we arrive to Ramik Yerbecha? It looks like now he's already Ra. So the Ramban in Parshas Kisetze writes that there are two Onshim. One, that he's disrespecting, rebelling against his parents. And number two, that he is a gluttonous person, and he's over in what it says in the Torah, Kedoshim Tihiyu. And it says, V'osu Tavo V'osu Bakun. So we have to know Hashem in all of his ways, in all of our ways, and a Zolo V'sove doesn't know God. So number one, we have that he's rebelling against his parents. Number two, we have that he's a glutton, he's over in Kedoshim Tihiyu. He's not honoring God properly. He's not going into Derech Hashem. So that's the reason that explains the Ben Sorer Amora, that he's getting it for two reasons, for his rebellion and for his gluttony. So it appears the explanation is as follows. Ben, this is Kibbut Ave'en. We already commanded in Mar and Mara, they had it in B'nai Noach, and B'nai Noach as Haratan, Zo Mitatan. For B'nai Noach, the Azhara, the warning that they get, is already death. So before Matan Torah, if somebody rebels against his parents, he was high of Misa. As Haras and Zomisas, and if you assume the performance that he didn't have which is available, but if you assume that way, then it's invalid. It makes sense, right? Before Matan Torah. But for Matan Torah, now they're not ready for rebelling against the parents. It's no longer a chiyuv misa. So why, Kim Matan Torah, comes Matan Torah, pitom we have this kula. We have this gevaldik and kula. What's the kula? It's a cool kula. And the kula is that there's no chiyuv misa anymore for rebelling against their parents. Only for Mara there was, because that's a lesson Zohar Misas, and just a warning is enough to give the death penalty, warrants the death penalty. But after Matan Torah, it doesn't warrant the death penalty anymore. So why are we so makel after Matan Torah? So the answer is that since the Jewish people were miskadish in Matan Torah, they don't have the Zoam anymore, they don't have this impurity, therefore the Torah is makel in their onesh. Since even though they sin, they can be chozer l'darkei Hashem Yisbarach through tshuve and maisim tovim. So now we can say as follows. That's the inyan of Ben Sora Mor. After Matan Torah, we can go back to the ways of Hashem. But a Ben Sora Mor is a Zola of the Sova. He's a gluttonous person. He's a fresser. So since the Klal is that a Zola of the Sova, like the Rabban says, doesn't know Derech Hashem, he doesn't know to walk in the path of Hashem, he's not going to return to Hashem. Other Rabbi, he's going to get worse. So therefore the Torah says, you know what? Go back to your original thing. As a Rasin Zoyim Misas. In other words, it's the Betzer of the two things. Since he's a glutton, he gets the death penalty for rebelling against his parents, because we know he's not going to do tshuva so quickly. And that explains the Ramban. We have these two reasons. Is all of a sudden is chayv misa, because he's mamra avi v'ima. Since he's mamra, since he's such a rebellious, he's disrespecting his parents such an egregious way, such an egregious fashion, such a horrible way. So he's chayv misa. The original din about Zeras and Zoyim Misas that they got in Mara. That for Kibbutz Avim is Chayiv Misa. Normally we're Mekil because it's in the Tshuva, but this Zoyl of the Sovi is not going to do Tshuva. So that is all if we say that they're Mitztaven, Kah, and Kibbutz Avim and Mala. On Shenken, if we say that they're only Mitztaven, B'Sinai, so there was no Chayiv Misa at all, but Ben Sarah Mora. There was never a Chayiv Misa Ben Sarah Mora. There was never a Chayiv Misa for Kibbutz Avim. So how can we say that he's killed Al Shem Sofo? We understand now he's killed because this guy's got no hope. He's not going to do tshuva. He's only going to get worse. So therefore, we give him his original din that he had at Mara. But if you hold that they weren't commanded in Mara and Kibbutz Avim, so how do you give him a chiyuv misa? Omnam lekushta de milsa. The emesis is ein zechrei aklal. No, it's not decisive what we said, because we can say the inyan of bir ben sarah mara is b'pshitus, like Rashi says the man yarichun yamecha v'imlav yikutzun shidei return adash mechal hein lav. If you honor your parents, you get a long life. And if not, it's shortened, because the Torah is expounded from yes to no. Meaning, if yes, long life. But if no, not. So we see from Rashi, there's an onus misa bidei shamayim for somebody who's makle ovi v'imo, who disses, as they used to say in the parks, who disrespects his parents, his mother and his father. Now in Sanhedrin, we see, pei beis, that somebody who's chayav misa bidei shamayim is not such a great onesh if he's killed by a dayan. Ayin sham, and yitami, shishimish betuma. So once he's already chayiv misa b'dei shamayim, there's not such a chomer onesh to kill him by a dayan. So we have to say the reason is because Bemis is a chayiv misa, just by Yisrael, since he can do tshuva, v'loshu l'darkei Hashem Yisbarach. Therefore, the Torah says, don't kill him in a beis din, because he's still going to be able to do tshuva. So now we can say, that's the end of Ben Sarah Mar. If he's Zol v'sove, since b'sofo b'vadeh, he's not going to do tshuva, because he's so orangutan in his gashmias, in his taivas. Adrav is going to do even worse. Therefore, the Torah is mechayiv misa based in. And now, already, he's begeder ra. U'miskayim u'bi'arta ra mikirbecho. So, this explains why he's already considered ra. Why is he already considered ra? Because he's a zol of the sove, and he's not going to do tshuva, and therefore he's already considered evil now, so already now to be Arta Rami Kirbecha. Because the Torah was already Mechayiv him now, Mises based him. Already now he's Chayiv. Why? Because he's not doing Tshuva. So just like we find that if somebody's Chayiv Mises Deshamayim, there's not such a big onus if he can't be a Dayim. That's only because he's going to do tshuva. You hope he's going to do tshuva. But this guy's got no hope for tshuva. So since he's chayiv misa b'yad beis din, so because we don't expect much of him. We don't expect anything to change because he's a Zohar v'Selbe. Therefore, that explains why he's Chayiv Misa. Because as Rashi says, "Leman yarichan yamecha v'im lav yikutsun." If not, his life is going to be shortened. So already we see that bidei shamayim, we already see that his life is going to be shortened. And therefore, bidei adam, it's not such a big deal for the Sanhedrin to kill him, because anyway, he's going to die, and this guy's not doing tshuva. Why is this guy not doing tshuva? Because he's a zelo v'selve. So he's already considered ra. So you see, he's already considered ra, because he's a zelo v'selve, he's makla v'vimo, and he's already chayav medine shamayim, this is b'misa. And therefore, it's not so big deal for the basin to kill him. He's already a dead man. He's already a marked target. So therefore, the basin killed him. We don't, like a normal person. A normal person, we assume, a regular person, we assume he's going to do tshuva. But this guy is not going to do tshuva. He's not going to do tshuva because he's so immersed in his tithes. And then Rabbeinu L'Klichemda, he has another little stickle here, where he says, according to the Gemara, Goy is in Musar and Kibbutz Aveim, he doesn't have to be Machil and Mashke, but to be Mevaze his parents, that he's not allowed to do, and he has to listen to them. And that's why Eliphaz ben Esav wanted to kill Yaakov, because he was commanded by his father. So Memela, you see that Kibbutz Aveim is a mitzvah of Ben Noach, as Harasim Zoyim Misasim, and that's why Ben Sora Mora, who doesn't listen to his parents, so he is Chayiv Misa. Because of Ben Noach, the Ben Noach is Chayiv Misa, so he is also, that's where his Chayiv Misa is coming from his original status as Ben Noach, that wasn't changed after Matan Torah, because he's flouting the word of his parents, not listening to his parents, and the Mefarshim, they write this about all the Arurim in the Torah, and Parshas Kisavo, that they're all mitzvahs, that are all Bnei Noach, are also in Musar, and therefore the Jewish people are included in this Arur, if they don't keep them up upon him. We saw Dvarim Neflaim, Achok is Rambam Ramban. Is it one mitzvah or two mitzvahs? And we're mefalpel. Maybe it's totally in the shayla of mitzvah kederaisa l'chum elakula. Maybe it's some shayla of mishalav mishal ben. And we explained mishalav ben sarah morer, why he's killed. And for the imam and his parents, it's midin mara, it's midin ben noach. And he has no hope for tshuva, because he's a ben sisa sol of a sove. But varam hayin flame, so mitzvah shem. We'll hopefully be zeuch to continue our amazing series in this incredible sefer. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.